Welcome back. Day 4. The audit is behind you. You have a circled list. You know which capacities keep showing up in the work that refuses to move. Today, we go to work on two of them. The two that do the most heavy lifting when the stakes are real. Empathy and judgment. Paul puts these two side by side for a reason. Empathy without judgment becomes sentiment. Judgment without empathy becomes coldness. Together, they are the pair that decides almost every important moment in a working life. Here's how the book defines them. Empathy, feeling what another person feels and letting it change what you do next. Judgment, making a wise call when the data is incomplete and the right answer is not in any data set. Notice the verbs. Empathy is not about understanding. It is about being moved, about letting the feeling reach you and adjust your next move. A model can produce words that sound empathetic. It cannot be moved. That is the difference. And judgment is not just decision-making. It is what you do when the data has run out, when the spreadsheet does not finish the sentence, when there is no precedent in the data set. The machine is excellent inside the data set. Judgment is the work that begins where the data set ends. Picture a moment from your own week. A client or a colleague said something. The literal words were fine, but you heard something underneath, a hesitation, a worry they were not saying. Empathy is what caught that. And then you made a call. You changed the agenda. You slowed down. You asked the harder question. That second move was judgment. The two of them working together in a moment that was over in 15 seconds. Now picture the version where you missed it. You took the literal words at face value. You stayed on script. You hit your point. The meeting ended on time. And something quietly broke. Nothing dramatic, just a small loss of trust that compounded later. That is what an absent empathy and a lazy judgment cost. Not in the moment, in the next three meetings. Paul writes that this is where the premium lives or dies, not in the big set piece decisions, in the small reads, the ones the machine cannot make because the machine cannot be moved. Here's the chapter 4 idea that connects this to the rest of the course. Paul calls it the boiling point principle. Water at 211 degrees is just hot water. 1 degree more, and it becomes steam, a force that can move a train. That single degree is the whole game. You will not become a master of empathy and judgment overnight, but 1 degree at a time, you can. One fully present meeting. One hard conversation handled with care. One read of the room you do not skip. Each shift raises the temperature on your human premium. Now your practice. Pick one conversation today, just one. Before it starts, ask yourself one question. What is this person actually feeling right now, underneath the topic? Hold that question while they talk. Do not race ahead to your answer. Let the feeling reach you. Then make your call from there. That is empathy and judgment, working in sequence. In the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee. You do not have to nail it. You just have to do it once. That is the 1 degree. In your journal tonight, write 2 sentences. What did you feel from them that the words did not say? And what did you do differently because of it? If the answer is nothing, write that. The honesty is the practice. Here is why this matters. The work that pays a premium is not the work where you delivered an accurate answer. It is the work where someone felt seen and then trusted your call. Accuracy is fungible. Empathy plus judgment is not. That is the part of the premium other people will pay to be near. And the only way to build it is to use it. Today, in one ordinary conversation. Not the big one you have been rehearsing, the next ordinary one on your calendar. One small caution from the chapter. Empathy is not agreement. You can be moved by what someone is feeling and still tell them a hard truth. Judgment is the discipline that keeps empathy from collapsing into telling people what they want to hear. The two correct each other. Hold them both, and the call you make is the one people will remember. Tomorrow, day 5, the cost of a tired mind. Because empathy and judgment both draw on the same reserve, and the modern world is engineered to drain it, one conversation today, one question before it. See you tomorrow.